We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary. We are up to the third chapter, the fourth Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai Omer. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Chachinai, says the following. Haneor balayla. He who's awake at night. Wow. Talking to all of us, maybe not. Vamalech baderech yechidi. And someone who walks a path alone. Umfaneli bole vatala. And clears his heart for naught. Hareza mitchayev benafsho. So then he's actually responsible for his own loss of life. So what did we just learn? Let's see, Rabbeinu Yonah. Mipnei shem shaot retzuyot. Those hours, the night, when a person's alone on the path, those are hours where a person can actually utilize the time so well. He's alone. It's nighttime. He's on a path alone. You could use that time positively, and instead he is mefaneli bo levatala. He uses that time for naught. En lo lechshev bahen ki im dvarim retzuim lifnei hamakom baruch hu elohen divrei Torah. So that's the time when a person should be learning Torah. Why were we given nighttime? So you can't work the field anymore. You're limited to being at home with the light on. So that's the time when you can do spiritual things. You could daven. You could learn. Shotan shaot, kam hem chashuvot v'ruyot lemachshevet haTorah. Those hours are so fitting for thoughts of Torah. Ken lo melacha lasot. There's no work to do that time. Ve'inenu shomea kolot bnei adam. And you don't hear other people then. It's quiet. V'im yifaneh libo levatala. And if instead of learning, a person clears his heart for naught, mitchayev benafsho shemafsid zman. So then he owes his life, because he's wasting time. Because those are times when a person can actually attain tremendous clarity and think thoughts that are correct. And instead of focusing on Torah, this person is veering his heart to other things. And this is one of the reasons why we work so hard on night seder here at the Mahon. Because in reality, after you have a job and get married and a family, if you get accustomed to utilizing your nights for learning Torah, then you will be able to continue growing in Torah. That's the time you have most of your productive life. During the daytime, most people are working, and then they're dealing with their family. And then after you put everyone to bed, that's when you can actually grow in Torah. I have a friend who's an accountant. I told you guys about him last night. He finishes work at about 5 every night. He comes home, eats dinner with the family, and then sits down to learn from about 7:38 till midnight. Every night he's learning. I don't know how many times he finished Shas. He told me once his wife doesn't like that he leaves the house for Beis Medrash, so he sits in the room. He has like a study or whatever, or a workshop. And he sits there and learns, and by himself, every year he finishes the whole Torah with a different commentary. Every year he finishes Pirkei Avot and the Haggadah with another commentary. And aside from that, he goes through Shas and Shulchan Aruch again and again and again. And he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He learns a tremendous, tremendous amount. And this is all the while he has a job all day. But he ensures to utilize his nights wisely. I always think of him because we think a guy who downs at an 8:15 minion, so he's going to a late minion. This guy for years has been downing at an 8:15 minion, but he shows up on time for the 8:15 minion. He's there at 8:05, he puts on his talus and still in. That's the schedule that works for him. Staying up till midnight learning, and then going to his 8:15 minion, so he gets a decent night's sleep. So utilizing the nights is key to growth in Torah. Firstly, it says in the laws of learning Torah, based on the Talmud, it says that the nighttime is the time when you could grow most in Torah. It says that anyone who wants to attain the crown of Torah won't lose a night from learning Torah. But practically, that's the time you have. Yeah, the rest of the day, you're obligated. That's the regular schedule that people have. And I'll tell you an example. Right now, you guys have a certain Garden of Eden for learning Torah. You don't have that many worries. You can have worries any time of your life. You could worry that about the earthquake that's pending. You could worry about what's going to happen with Iran and Syria, and you could worry about whether Netanyahu is going to form a government. You could always worry. You know, that's always a possibility. But in reality, there's very little in your personal lives that forces you out of the base medrash. You don't have kids who are who need attending. You don't have a wife who needs your attention. You have time where you could really focus on your learning. But that changes in a healthy course of life. So then you do have a wife, and hopefully you'll be blessed with children. And then you really have to figure out, okay, what am I going to learn? So one of the blessings that you can have is Shabbos. You spend Shabbos with the family, and then Friday night or early Shabbos morning, you can get up and sit down and learn. And there you have this quiet. There's no computer. There's no cell phone. The kids are hopefully sleeping. That's a taste of Gan Eden again. When you're in the hullabaloo of life, you're rushing, and the phone's ringing, and there are emails to answer, and there's the garbage to take out, and there's a lot to do. You want to find that hiatus, so Shabbos evening, after you've put the kids to bed, you can spend quality time with your family, then you can get up early Shabbos morning. Those are times where you could tap into that golden period of quiet and grow and learn. The great rabbis very often would do whatever you choose. The great rabbis would often accomplish their greatest learning at 4:35 in the morning. Because by 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, there were people knocking on their doors. They had their public responsibilities. The greatest learning is the learning of 5 o'clock in the morning when it's still quiet outside. And you could sit quietly and focus and learn and no one's talking to you. So our Mishnah is talking about those periods of time when you can actually focus. There's a very active rabbi here in Israel. A friend of mine was once sitting next to him on a plane. And this is a rabbi that lectures internationally. He asked him, how do you deal with all your flights? You're constantly on the go. And the rabbi said, it's the other way around. He said, when I'm on the plane, that's when I can get learning done. That's when I can get writing done. No cell phones. No one can contact me. No emails. Now I could sit and focus. The plane time is the most productive time.
That sounds so horrible.
So the Mishnah, though, tells us about two periods. Nighttime and when you're walking alone on the road. Every so often, my cell phone dies, the MP3 player dies, I don't have a computer with me, and I can't learn. And then I'm on a bus, I'm on a train, and I tell myself, okay, now I'm alone. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do with that time? Am I going to think a little bit? How often do we stop and think? Even when we're alone, we're not alone. We have an MP3 player, we have a cell phone, we have laptops. The times that we're alone are precious times. You can't be alone too much. But it's precious time. The Mishnah says if you waste it, that's you're responsible for your own life. That's the time for growth. One of the things we have to learn to do is to learn alone, not only with a chavrusa. Chavrusa is very important. Learning alone is also very important. That's what we discussed last night, having a little sefer you could learn with. You need chavrusa time. You need community time. You need other people. But you also need to learn how to learn alone. And you have to tap into the things you could focus on. If you're fighting sleep and fighting concentration, then that's not good. But if you find something really interesting, something that captures your mind, your enthusiasm, so then learning alone is an integral part of growth in Torah. Yeah?
When you say learning alone, does that mean like listen to Shira, or is it better to like open a Sefer?
I mean opening a Sefer. We're a generation that's spoon-fed too much. Shiurim are nice. Hopefully they're enriching.
All right.
And sometimes you could learn in a shiur stuff that would take you years until you get to on your own. A shir also is supposed to help us learn how to balance things, what weight to give different things. If you learn on your own and you don't have a Rebbe and you don't go to a shir, so very often you can develop an understanding of Judaism that's totally skewed. You learn one concept and you think that's everything, and you don't realize, no, that's a component. So you do need to go to a shir, you do need to have a Rebbe to learn the balance of the Torah. But you also need to develop time that you learn on your own. You learn Mishnah, you learn Chumash, you think about what you're learning, you connect to your learning, you try to remember what you're learning. That's all important.